The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Better Living Health Center, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Click, New Life, Pindertal, Ports International, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
The foundation.
At 1.9, just spilled my tea in here. If you're looking at us, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. I just spilled my tea in here. Don't fight me. It's a beautiful day, guys. Grateful to be in your company on this absolutely gorgeous Small Business Thursday, always jamming the way that we are. And I got to be able to continue to be able to give God praise and acknowledge all that he's done for us in this kind of a time that we're in our lives. I know a lot of persons have passed away and done their thing in terms of their time here in life. So I always want to be able to acknowledge that. And right off the top, I want to say to you that on this Thursday, as we touch our papers, and it's a little bit thicker as we identify these particular things. We recognize our brothers and sisters who've passed away. It's very important that we do that. And I say that, Jim, when you pick up the paper and you realize that a lot of persons are not here with us. And it's our responsibility, it's our position in life to acknowledge the times that we're in and to give praise as we continue to be able to move forward with the time that we have and to fulfill that purpose that we have here in this life. And so I want to do that. As you look into your paper, I want to say to you that if you're one of those persons who are responsible for kind of putting your loved one down with the true essence and panache, the style, the character, what they carried through their particular life, I want to say to you, please, please go check my good folks down at Homes and Crematorium. They take very, very, very good care of you in that space. So you want to be able to go and check them out. But there's funeral homes and crematorium. They are located on Ernest and York Street, right south of that pink plaza. You know, I ride around that pink plaza looking for the name. I just couldn't find the name. They're just south of that pink plaza right there as you go towards Portiskey Dock. And when you see them right there on the southern side of that, you can be able to see Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They take very good care of you. Just walk inside and let them know that Howard Grant, the foundation, sent you there. And that they're responsible for taking very good care of you. And they will do so, I assure you. So go and check them out. They can be able to take care of you in that kind of a space, all right? And guys, like I always say to you, go check out AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. It's a beautiful time. As we transition to the end of the month, we are on the 27th day. This is the 27th day of February. Tomorrow's the 28th. Yesterday, the city was booked out as it relates to traffic all over the place. I just figured it was government paying. Guys, you want to be able to go and check those particular things out and get taken care of in that space. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you in that kind of a space and ensure that you are prepared to get your car licensed or your property or whatever you're doing. Make sure, make sure you go and check them out in that kind of an area, all right? And also, I got to be able to say at 12:30 today, we're going to have our girl, Dr. Teresa Adelis, and talk to us about what Cocoa Plum Wellness is doing. Remember, I told you on the 25th of every month, you get 50% off. And on Mondays and Fridays, tomorrow's Friday, you get 25% off for your colonic, right? For you to be able to get your hydrocolonic. You want to be able to do that. You sit down there at a 45-degree angle, and they make sure that all the waste matter that has been sitting in you for a long time they find a path to be able to get out. Sometimes we're dehydrated. Sometimes we're dealing with a lot of things in our life. Maybe our diet is really being able to cause some parasites and whatnot to stick to our walls of our intestines and whatnot. Find yourself in a position where you can get that eradicated. If you have dark eyes, yellow eyes, dark around your eyes, black in the back of your neck, skin tags growing, all these things are happening to you. Your foot swelling. You may think that that's from another issue, or you have not really explored the fact that these issues start in your gut. You want to be able to check them out. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. They can take good care of you, or you can give her a call at 445-8111. 445-8111. And I'll be remiss if I don't tell you about my good, decent guy, man. I've been sitting with him and really pushing him to push his product to really be able to open the minds of a great deal of people to understand that conservation is the thing that we must do. So find yourself in that kind of a space if you're looking for something as it relates to rebar for this construction thing that you're going to do. You want to be able to go and check out Modern Construction with MST Bar and Art Development, Art Construction. They could be more than happy to assist you. That's my guy, Avery. He sits with us. He talks to us about business, entrepreneurialism, and the like, and really being able to prepare the minds and the spirit, if not, of the country to move in a different direction as it relates to being able to move along the path of conservation. You got to be able to do something and save some things. So go down there and check them out, man. I'll give them a call. They are in the Dugard Plaza. The number is 822-9527, 822-9527, or you can give them a call at 603-4506, 603-4506. It's a beautiful thing that we can be able to do those things. Guys, now I have a very special guest in the house with me, Ephraim Jones, and being able to talk about some stuff. But before I get to that and to this wonderful bestseller book that he has going on called Loving My Wife, which is essential. All you guys are out there, if you're listening in, I want you to call your spouse and tell them to call in so they can be a part of this. It's Loving My Wife in Sickness and in Health. Ephraim Jones' story about his lovely wife, Sylvia, who's passed on. So I want to talk about that. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this. Foundation.
The foundation. Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation's Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form, and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full, save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Massa with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Massa.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckin Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Hi there. Are you overweight, have prediabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 33 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
Dominican Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barrias.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. TK Money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because... Dominican Republic, destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy. Too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. A very good friend is in the studio with me today, I might as well tell you. And you know what happened is that when you find kindred souls, when you find persons who can be able to have a conversation that's deep, that's meaningful, a lot of the time the age factor and the barrier that exists in this particular space finds itself eroded with someone who can be able to teach you about life lessons and really be able to talk to you about real experiences, especially in this space. When I came to Nassau, I met Mr. Jones, Ephraim Jones, at the hotel. And there was an arcade between the hotels. You would walk through between the Crystal Palace and the Sheraton at the time, and then it became the Malia. And you know, I was getting people business. So I just walking in every store, just meeting people and just being able to talk like this. And I came across Mr. Jones, and he talked just as much as me, right? he talked just as much as me. And we kick it off from those particular spaces. And just as time progressed, I found him out there at the Garden of Eden, being able to do a great deal of things. And he's really been a true friend. We're being able to have a great deal of meaningful conversations. You know, sometimes you meet some people and you've been able to have some superficial conversations. The essence of his life has been through his relationship with his family, his relationship, his poise, his character, and always being able to talk about his wife and his family and the pursuit thereof. Most recently, I let him tell the story about how his wife has passed on from here to glory on to receive her reward. But the love that he carries... instance, not in one way. And he would always provide you a story or so about his wife and how he engaged her and being able to do those things. And I think a few years back when he and I were sitting over at the Garden of Eden, he would say to me, Howard, I'm putting a book together. Now, people say these things. Listen to me. Listen, Ephraim. People say these things, right? But not necessarily finding themselves moving toward that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say to you, in my hand right now, check me out, guardiantalkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com. In my hand right now is Loving My Wife in Sickness and in Health, a story by Ephraim Jones, being able to talk about his beautiful wife, Sylvia, and being able to talk about that. This is an absolutely gorgeous book. At the back of the book, you can be able to see his ode and commitment to family with beautiful pictures and the way that you developed over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to a very good friend of mine. And this ain't just a very good friend. This is a very good friend of mine who I always enjoy being able to sit with. None other than Ephraim Jones. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and thank you, Howard, for having me today.
Now, you said I'm the only one who got you on the radio.
So that's something?
Oh, listen, I don't want you to call Spence to kill me, you know.
Spence can kill me.
Don't let Spence kill me, right? But listen, I appreciate it, my brother. Let people know who you are and drop a little plug for your restaurant. Let them know you got soup today.
I'm Ephraim Jones and the owner of the Garden of Eden restaurant in Eastwood. And today, because I was coming on Howard's show, we did extra.
And you didn't bring them. You didn't bring that up, but I'm not going to fight you. We can go get it, right?
So we're in Eastwood, and we have some of the finest food in town, especially the boil, the stews, and the peas and rice also. Tomorrow night, on Saturday, we're going to have a nice little display of some of our food again, something special that Chef Johnson did up for this function for me.
For your book signing?
Yes, sir.
Your book launch and uh-huh. book signing on there. Now, talk to me about this. Talk to me about this relationship, right? At the inception, I wanted to be able to talk about more specifically the foundation of love, mm-hmm. which is chapter 6, and you really being able to talk about loving her in health, right? Loving her in health in chapter 6, being able to talk about that. But I'd mm-hmm. like you to be able to talk about the base, the foundation of how you really found this relationship, how you engaged this beautiful woman, and you found yourself as a man being able to fall head over heels for the love of your life. You finally find her. Talk to me about
it. There you go.
All of us has been looking for that.
Hey, Howard, I don't think much persons nowadays would remember Jarvis Studio, Antoine Ferrier. And he had Tony Bethel, who eventually worked with us. But Sylvia had dropped a photograph. We were the only lab in Nassau those days. Everything was sent to us. All of the photographers' work came to us. And this particular picture came with this young lady.
Pretty girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus. And
I said, Brian, he was the clerk in the store at the lab. And I went in there to see him. And I said, when this lady come here, Brian, I don't want nobody talking to her. Set her inside. I need to see her. And that was the start of it, Howard. She came in and I needed another chance to talk, so I said, hey, look, this picture ain't ready yet. I said, this picture ain't ready yet.
How much yes, lady, you told her you was lying?
I get to that, Howard. I said, what you need to do is leave me a number, and as soon as I get this sorted up for you, I'll give you a call. And I held that picture for about 4 days, Howard.
This is good.
And she came back two different times, or three different times, can't remember. And boy, was she pleasantly mad. She wanted to display, give me my things. And I'm saying, just hold on for me. I'm going to take good care of you, ma'am. The next day, I call her at work, and I said, could I bring some lunch for you? Because she was working at Palmdale Royal Bank.
Listen, young people, listen to the player. Go ahead. Let me hear.
She said, no, I already had lunch. I said, okay, could I get you some lunch tomorrow? She said, okay. That next day I went up.
You got to weigh in. I like this.
I went up to the bank, anxious to see her. Mm-hmm. And not too anxious to want to meet her. Mm-hmm. So I give it to security and I waved to her. Next thing I know, I get a call. Why didn't you
come bring it?
Come and bring it. I said, you look busy. I didn't want to disturb you. And we just hit it off, Howard. I took the picture down to her home.
It sounded like you had this picture for 2 weeks.
No, no. But it was about a week and a half before
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Go ahead, go ahead.
And I got the photograph, and I took it to the house. And, you know, I passed, went down, know that was the house, and scared to stop. Going back up. This was on Fifth Street in the Grove there. Went back, back, back. And then I decided, hey, look, time to stop. Came back through the corner, pull up in front of the house, and hello, I wave. My sister-in-law, not at that time, but one of her sisters, Agnes. Agnes came out, and I said to her, I'm trying to find Sylvia Mins. She went inside. And I heard when she said to her sister, why don't you stop cutting up the gentleman over there to see you? And she came out.
Agnes, give you some insight.
Yeah, yeah. She came out and she had her, she was cooking actually. Oh, I thought she was cooking. And I said to her, you cooking today, eh? She said, no, I'm baking. I said, okay. Can I get something with you, babe?
We can need to keep up.
She said, if you come back, because it's not ready yet, I say, boy, I will come back. And I drove off, went down to Western Esplanade and sat down and praying for 5 o'clock to jump over, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
So you get back and get this thing.
Get back, you know. And I went back and bread pudding. And we always talk about, you fix me with bread pudding. That was always a joke for us, you know.
You fix yourself.
Yeah.
From you keep the people pitching, the woman pitches. Man, listen.
But
to
it
me.
Was worth it, Howard.
And how many years ago was that?
Well, we had 2 years prior to getting married.
Just courting.
And then it was 44 years we put in.
So 46 years.
Yeah, and she passed. Would have made 3 years, and she passed, you know. Mm. But her memory, because it was so special. She was just uniquely different, Howard.
How did you know? I mean, because a lot of us, and we could swap stories all day.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that this was the one for you? How did you know that, because you're a handsome guy, you know, and I'm a handsome guy, you know, these women wouldn't stop. You got to tell them, listen, man, you got to walk with a stick. You ever see you walk up and down, you got to carry a stick, right? So, but how did you know that this was the one for you? After you saw this picture and something in your spirit.
Howard.
My God, this is a pretty woman.
Yeah, one Saturday I was home and relaxing before I go to play field hockey. And phone rang. And a young lady who called the house asked for me. And my mother said, is this Sylvia?
Oh, Jesus, mommy.
And
mommy need to stop. That was by design. She yeah. did. She did.
That's the type of person my parents were. And the lady, whatever they talk, I don't know, but I heard what my mother. Now, I don't want you calling this house no more, okay? Because Ephraim is engaged to a girl named Sylvia.
Oh.
So please don't call back.
But you didn't know you was engaged yet.
I was never engaged at that time.
And she never called back.
So I said, Mom, how you can do that? You don't know the girl is? Yeah, but she can't call back here no more, okay? Nothing else she said. But I realized that Sylvia and my mother already had this relationship that was locked down, I always said. And throughout, you know, we eventually got married. And throughout our marriage, my wife never had to cook because my mother cooked every day for us.
Mm.
When the children came from school, they had their lunch and a glass of lemonade and
you
a glass
told me
of iced
story.
Tea. That's right.
You told me this story.
And Syl fit right in. Because
and when mommy passed, like,
yeah, see, I went in the kitchen one morning and she cried. She always got up early to do start lunch before we go to church because we always have a big group of people at home. So I said to her, "I said, what happened?" She said, "Ma Aunt Eve," she turned around and come close to me. And, "Ma Aunt Eve, I miss Mom." I say, "What you mean you miss Mom?" "Man, I gotta cook now."
She gotta cook. Listen, man, this is a testament to relationships across the nation, a rejuvenation of those particular relationships, even if you are, and it has gone sort of flat, and you need to be able to be revived. I want to be able to invite you to pick up this book, man, Loving My Wife in Sickness and in Health. The story goes on about the relationship between Ephraim and Sylvia. And throughout the course of their life, the beautiful kids that they've had, the commitment that they've made to each other over the years, and each step of the way, he's shown you, as a Bahamian man, which is a peculiar thing, because not a lot of these stories are being told from a Bahamian man's perspective. It's almost as though our society has accepted this kind of a concept and idea for the additional family, the additives to family, the sweethearting, and not the commitment, the longevity, the long suffering, the relationship, the growth, the development thereof. But in this book, you display a great deal of that. And I want to commend you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
That you've taken it, you've taken it from, you know, in the clouds. You've lassoed it and pulled it to earth, to tangibility, to reality, for us to be able to see it and to understand, despite what's happening around us, that this is a model that God honors.
Yeah.
This is the model that God honors. And I want to commend you for that. You know,
thank you. Thank you.
I know it must, every day, because you're married to a woman, let's just be very, wow. My God, where you just find them.
And I always tell young people, you know, when you start.
No Rowan? Is it no Rowan?
She won't, if you hear something, it's me, Howard.
You Rowan.
And her, and she'll say, nothing. And I say, Sylvie, you didn't hear me? What you said, Eve?
She played it. She hear you at all.
And that was it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I exhausted. I can't say this twice.
She was somebody who never display anything other than love and kindness. I've told people over the years that my children has never heard me and Sylvie in an argument, and we had differences where we talk about it, but they never heard that. Mm-hmm. She ran the home, Howard, so that made it so much easier for me, you see? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the normal thing that most people have. She just took care of the home. She was an exceptional woman, okay? And calm, attitude was good all the time.
You know, and you don't normally hear that about Bohemian women. And I hate to be able to do it like that, because I think we've come from a time where the woman had a responsibility. Our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, our great-great-grandmothers had the responsibility of being able to, when the husband went off on the contract, mm-hmm. or to go look for a job, they had the responsibility of the home.
That's how Syl was.
Right.
She dealt with the home.
And you know what happened is a beautiful thing that you could say this about her, mm-hmm. that you know, my family or the family that I've come from, they deal with long range discipline. So they yell at you, right? If you're so far off from them, they yell at you. And this is grown from one generation to another. Yeah. However, for you to be able to say these things, these are the things that are made of movies. We don't hear these things often. Talk mm-hmm. to me about mm-hmm. that.
Howard, you know, discipline, okay? That was one of our key ingredients for success. And my children would have never come to me to ask permission to go out without making sure that mommy and I agree on the same thing. So we
never play you against the mommy.
We never had that. Okay, we never had that.
So Jesus was in your house all the time.
Yeah,
you know, sitting right by the door.
Yeah, the Lord really blessed us.
Praise God.
And
because my two-year-old is trying to say, "Mommy, Daddy, say, hey, I didn't say that." No.
If I am at work and they say that, she's going to call me. Or she'll tell him, "Call Daddy and let me speak with him." And that's the end of that. So they couldn't pull, okay? But what we did with our children, Howard, we it wasn't a matter of beating all the time, okay? We hardly ever beat, but there was discipline from privileges a lot of time. Sometime I would have said to them, take the belt and go into the closet. In those days, there was hardly nothing in the closet. You know, These days, you can't get in the closet. So they'll go upstairs into the closet, and they'll wait, and I get up there with the belt, and I say, give me two good reasons why I shouldn't beat you. And they'll give me about 20. And I'll go inside the closet, go to the bathroom, and I laugh. You can't let them see me laughing out. Then I'll come back inside, stern face. Okay, you said 20 reasons why
you gotta
I shouldn't
these,
beat
these
you. I said, okay, all right. I say, well, let's see what can happen the next time. Things like that. Or you can't go to your friend's party because
they understood that this was a privilege.
Yeah.
They
children, even to today, you know.
A lot of kids don't understand privilege.
Privilege, okay?
They don't understand that this is a privilege because I don't know whether or not parents stipulate that this is a privilege. Yeah. Talk about that. Talk about these particular things. I know you get some beautiful kids. I always been able to see your two boys. Well, I know Jamal.
Yeah.
I would know Jamal a long time. But talk to me about your son and your daughter.
Both children are the same. And, you know, we adopted. But there was a discipline run that you had to adhere to. And if you went haywire on that, you have to come sit with me and talk. That's when the troubles start. Because I can take away every ounce of privilege you have. And, you know, all of the kids had an allowance for school. So lunch for the week. So we could have deducted some of that from it also. Nobody wanted that type of thing to be done. Then we had we made it a point, Howard, every year to go on a summer vacation. So if you were getting $100, that's cut down now because of some of the things that wasn't right. Then we had the A student, the B student, and the B minus student. And we allowed them to work within the parameters of where they were. So we didn't have an issue there where we were telling one child, you've got to continue to be A, or you got to get your standard up a little higher. We allowed them to work.
That's an amazing thing that they understood.
They were able to work in that area, and it was no competition, Howard. We didn't put them at an advantage or a disadvantage where we say, why you're not doing that. We took that out of the equation altogether. We allowed them to be who they were, but you had to be decent. You had to be respectful.
I want to commend you for that. I want to commend you, your son. I know Jamal. The oldest one is
Jeron. All of them are super. And then Bunny.
Right? I want to commend you, your family. I want to be able to commend Sylvia for being able to not only harness your love, for being able to mature it, to develop it, for you to be able to find a responsibility and a reason to always come back to it and keep it revived. I think that's important. I think a lot of relationships, the fire and that kind of a spark, we find that fizzling out, right? And is only in existence or coexistence with each other.
But Howard, a lot of time that's because we change how we started. We never change what we started. We love driving, and we went driving every day of the week. We went for a drive, no matter how short it was. We love going out. That was once or twice a month that was scheduled for that. And we made it a point to do that. And Syl wasn't hard to please. So we could have gone to Palm Tree for comforters.
And that's it. And she loved that.
She was happy.
She loved
that. All she would have wanted was make sure they fry it dry.
That's it. She liked the crunchy kernel.
Okay. Right. Okay. So the things we did when we started never stalled Howard. So that made life, again, so much easier for us. Okay. She handled all the money. I made provisions, and she did everything else. I never went into the store one day to buy anything for me. She did those things, okay?
That's a wonderful thing.
She made sure the home was taken care of, okay? And one of the most important things, and you hear a lot of things these days, she never said no.
That's a good, decent woman.
She never said no.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, tell people where they can pick up this book from. I know that you have a book launch coming up on the weekend. And being able to see that. Let them know where they can get the book from.
You can pick the book up from Felicity Dabo. She has books, Sonia Hamilton, and The Garden of Eden, 819-5574. 847-6313.
819-5574.
And everybody knows Sonia, so they call Sonia, and she has books that you can pick up.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to pick up a book, now, who is invited to this book launching? If they want to be able to come out and enjoy or be a part of the festivities, is that okay?
It's a celebration for all those who would like to come.
Okay. So if you want to be able to come 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, right?
That's right.
Saturday evening, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Garden of Eden, my wife and I will be there.
You'll have the band playing.
And you'll have a band playing mm-hmm. and having a very good time. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. You can pick up a book there also, correct?
Yes, you can.
You can be able to pick up a book there mm-hmm. and be able to see that. This book is Loving My Wife in Sickness and in Health.
Calvin Green has a book too.
Calvin Green?
Calvin Green.
Okay. Now, if you hear from the posture, if you hear from this sort of these ideas, these stories, and these are little nuggets that you can be able to take with you. There aren't many people, not in this country, that I would listen to as it relates to a relationship because you a particular face in the front of their wife, but behind their wife, my God, the indecency is rich. So the indecency is rich. But your consistency, your commitment over the years has remained steadfast. And I want to thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for being able to pen this book. And it's going to be a smash. And it's phenomenal the way that you've been able to do that. And I'm praying that every relationship out here can be able to find that strength and that commonality to get back to really loving the way that it was designed to be. Mm-hmm. And so I thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's none other than Ephraim Jones, all the way from Eden, from the Garden of Eden.
And the song my son played.
And this song is...
written by Jermall Jones.
This is written by Jermall Jones. Jeron Jones. Listen to a little piece of this. We're going to be getting out of here right after that. I want to thank you so much, my brother. Go down there and get some okra soup.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate you having me today, sir.
Absolutely.
But I know now that you're at peace. I can still hear your voice saying that you love me. And my love for you will always be. It'll always be forever. I love you forever.
Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchair supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect right here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, being able to talk to you the way that we are. On Small Business Thursday, I had a great conversation. Ephraim said, that's the first time in your radio. I say, you don't bother with this. But I'm grateful, man. He really is able to capture the true essence of his relationship with his wife. Now, I've been talking to y'all about this for some time. I've been letting y'all know, and you've heard from Dr. Teresa Adley, being able to tell you to prepare yourself and take that step, man. I think a lot of persons are wrestling with this sort of an idea, whether or not I should do it, whether or not I shouldn't do it, and so forth and so on. But this is something that you should definitely get done. This is something that I've done prior, and this is something that, you know, she don't like me to talk about business, but my wife also. And it's sort of a difficult thing to have these conversations as a man on the radio, but I do have the knowledge and understanding these things. I've been with a woman for a very long time. My God, I've been married 22 years, 23 almost. And in that space of time with, you know, four children that we have, it's very important that we can be able to take care of our wives. And not just from an emotional standpoint, from a health standpoint also. One of the things a lot of persons grapple with, men, women, and indifferent and the like, is this bowel, this belly thing, right? The fact that you have, you know, all sorts of tapeworms and so forth and so on, old food in there, and not necessarily being able to clean yourself out. Well, I want to be able to introduce Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, to the conversation to talk to us about what Cocoa Plum Wellness has going on to be able to prepare you to really revive yourself in a true sense and get back to some of the things that you love. Dr. Adley Smith, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
It is wonderful to have you. How are you doing today?
I am great.
Every time I talk to you, you're on the road, you're busy. Praise God, I ain't gonna fight you.
Yes, absolutely.
So how are things with you today?
Excellent. I'm here. I'm ready to talk about what Cocoa Plum Wellness is. We are a hydrocolonic therapy spa that deals with cleansing the bowels.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Howard, persons will say to you, you know, they have a bowel movement every day, or some people may say they go every, surprisingly, persons will come to you and say 6-7 days. We should be having a bowel movement after every meal. And it should have the consistency of ice cream or toothpaste.
Now, talk to me about that.
Yes.
Talk to me about that, because you come from... Okay, so we don't know a culture outside of where we exist, okay?
Yes.
We could observe some things or we could have casual conversations, but the culture that exists in our homes, in our homesteads, when we grow up, if mama used to go every 6 days... And, you know, the firstborn child used to go every 6 days, then you automatically believe that this is something that should happen. Are you saying to me that you should have a bowel movement daily? Talk to me about that.
Yes, not only daily, but after each meal. If you look at a newborn baby, you know, every time that baby takes the breath, then you have to do a diaper change. So basically that means that bowel is functioning. So over the years, we lose bowel functioning, and then we go into a habit, and then we say, you know what? 2 days, 3 days, 5 days is my normal sleep, which actually is not. Now, what we do at Cocoa Plum Wellness is, for everybody out there, we have about 42 feet. 42 feet, if you have a 10 by 10 bedroom, that's four times the size of the bedroom.
Mm.
Okay? So 42 feet of bowels. What we are doing is we are looking at the 8 feet of colon. So we gently instill some warm water through our open hydrocolonic therapy. This is the only one on the island. And by the way, we are opening in the One West Plaza in another month or so. Our second location, we are currently out in the eastern area. And we will gently instill the warm water into the system, into your colon. And then the machine does what it has to do. And it stimulates what we call peristalsis, and the fecal matter will then come out.
Mm-hmm.
Now
they're saying for the whole 42 feet. This is just for the 8 feet of the colon.
Yeah, this is the 8 feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the 8 feet, and you get the relief. And I say this to everybody who's listening to me. I am a product of this service. over, and I say it again, 2 years ago, I was experiencing health challenges, went through all of the consultation and the specialist, walked out with 14 medications.
Mm.
High blood pressure, everything was going on.
Mm.
After I started doing my cleanse, you reverse disease from the gut.
Mm.
And I say to my clients, if you do not feel an immediate change, you don't have to pay me.
I got to come and talk to you. No. This ain't for nobody else now. This is for Howard.
Yeah.
I started this little diet thing that I was on. Now, I've been on a fast. I did a long fast. I felt good on the fast. And something happened when I started to be able, because I say I can do intermittent fasting. And so I was taking some shakes with some cayenne pepper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you could see that this thing start off with a good story. When you say cayenne pepper, Jesus God, it is a good story.
Yeah.
But what happened is that it did me so bad, not my stomach itself. I'm talking about the release at the end that I had to stop and really kind of recalibrate what my body was used to prior to the fast, right?
Right.
And
which
was a disappointing thing for me because I thought I was on a good course. I said, man, I was doing well. I don't know what happened. But every time I eat these things, my stomach give me problems, my bowels give me problems, so forth and so on.
Uh-huh.
And so I said to myself, I know this got to be parasites. There's got to be parasites in me and the devil. It got to be. Because why, when you shift your meal, why when you shift yourself from being able to eat, you know, the regular things that you are used to for such a long time into this healthy course, why do you get this reaction from your body? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, you realize that parasites are living organisms. And they have their own little nucleus brain. You know, they do what they want to do. I could tell you, when we do our treatment, within 2 to 3 minutes, we will see the parasites come out.
Mm.
Now, if you have a lot of parasites in there, why is it that after the 2 to 3 minutes, we don't see the parasites? Because they send out little messages to the other ones.
Hide,
say, Hold on tight. Hold on tight to the gut, and we don't see it. But the minute... So I'm watching the treatment, and within 2 to 3 minutes, you see them coming out. And then after that, you don't see it anymore because they're sucking onto the intestinal walls, and they're not going to come out. And so we would then tell those persons that they need to go and get their dewormers.
I was just about to ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this because, you know, I tell you, I'm heavy on the TikTok thing. I see these people eating some kind of bark and root and woodworm or something like that, like drinking these things for the tapeworms and so forth and so on. We don't have to take that route. But if we get our dewormers and then we couple that with being able to get the hydrocolonic, we could be able to see the relief that we're looking for. Talk to me.
Yeah.
I like this.
Because what happened is we have what is called a viewing mirror that you can actually see the content coming out. You would be absolutely surprised. By the way, we are having the Howard Grand Special, which is on the 25th of each month. We are celebrating 2025 on the 25th of every month until December. You get a 50% discount. And then on Mondays and Fridays, you will get another 25% discount off of the regular price, which is $149.99. And so definitely, if you mention Howard, and talking about mentioning Howard, I could tell you, you have some good listeners because persons have been inundating my phone, calling, and they are getting relief.
And they're getting relief.
They're getting relief.
Let the people know that you're getting relief. That you're out here, you eat steak and conch and lobster and camel and everything like that, and you're out here like John Wayne. Find yourself in a position where you can get cleansed out. Go down to Coco Plum Wellness. She could be able to take care of you. Find yourself on the internet. You ain't got to call her and ask her no questions. Go online and be able to get yourself hooked up as it relates to a date that's available for you. So you got your date, your time, everything right there. It's www.CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. To CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. And you can be able to do that. Or you got some older persons, Teresa, Dr. Teresa, they want to be able to call you and talk with you. The number is 445-8111. 445-8111. Anything else you want to put on that?
Yeah, that's good. And if I do not answer, I may be in a session So please WhatsApp, leave a WhatsApp, leave a message, and I will return your call within 24 hours.
Okay. Somebody asks, how much is the procedure? Is $149 regular, correct?
That's correct, $149.
$149 regular, right?
Yes.
You get
yes.
your 25% off on Mondays and Fridays, and on the 25th of every month, you get 50% off. You can't fight that thing.
That is right.
All right.
That's
so,
correct.
Dr. DeVries, I want to thank you so very kindly. Continue to do the wonderful work that you're doing. We're excited about these things coming to April, right?
Yes. April, we'll be at One West Plaza.
April, we're going to be at One West Plaza. We're hoping that we can do the whole shebang. I can see if
yes,
I could convince her to let the foundation be there with
yes,
her.
Yes, we will.
Okay,
yes,
praise
we
Jesus.
Will.
We can have
thank
a good
you.
Time, right? Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Dr. DeVries Atlee Smith being able to talk to us about the importance of being able to get your hydrocolonic today. I want to thank you so much, Doc. We can talk later.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. See you later. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer
and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. It is war. There's no two ways about this. If you want to be casual and have this kind of a conversation with you, and also the line's going to be wide open if you want to be able to join in a conversation with me, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The Prime Minister has put some information out there as it relates to what's happening. And some of the key takeaways that we can be able to see is that VAT on unprepared food is being reduced by April 1st, 2025. VAT on unprepared food sold at the food stores and gas stations will be dropped from 10% to 5%, right? The record tourism growth, which is 11.2 million tourists, visited the Bahamas in 2024, and it's up to by 16.2% from 2023. So the cruise arrivals nearly doubled since 2018. Strongest revenue collection ever. The government collected $1.4 billion in revenue for the first 6 months and the highest ever for this particular pay period, for this period, right? The major investments that you can be able to look at, and these are just some things as takeaways that we've been able to identify. Some major investments in infrastructure, more than $220 million spent in capital projects, including roads, hospitals, schools, and digital services, and the debt management. The national debt is $11.7 billion, which is 79.2% of the GDP, and a major improvement from 100.4% in 2021. The fiscal target's on track. The government remains confident that it will hit in deficit and revenue target, its deficit and revenue targets. So you can be able to do that. And a focus on tax collection, increased enforcement on real property taxes, VAT for large businesses, and marine revenue. Talking about marine revenue, you guys saw that bus yesterday on Grand Bahama? We can talk about it in 2 seconds, right? And cybersecurity and digital reform. The government is investing in Oracle Cloud Bahamas, a three-tier center, and cybersecurity response team. This is a wonderful thing that the government has taken on, and then you could be able to see the macro economy. The macro economy, you could be able to see it. Global inflation is declining, but the trade tensions and economic slowdowns in Europe, China, and Canada may have effect. And the U.S. economy is growing by at 2.8%, meaning continued strong demand for the Bahamian tourism. And the Bahamas' economic performance is that the real GDP, or the real gross domestic product, growth is at 1.9% in 2024, projected to be 1.7% in 2025. Unemployment rate is 8.7%, the lowest since 2008. Inflation down by 1% as of November 2024, and the cruise industry growth. The government is studying its true economic impact to improve tax policies. This is bananas that the government take on this kind of position to talk about the cruise industry's growth and the fact that they're doing studies now. Now, very reactive, because if Raphael Ray Munnings could sit here with me and say that these are some issues that have been that we've been grappling with in a society since back in the 50s, 60s, with Stafford Sands and tourists coming in and being able to say, don't do this, don't do that. And we recognizing that, you know, seven of our dollars are going out in comparison to being able to have at least a 50-50 split down here as it relates to what we retain in our society. And now, I suppose being able to see that, you know, the numbers that have been increased from a tourism standpoint still doesn't equate to, you know, a thriving society and economy, right? And so now, right, we could be able to see the government take on this kind of position and indicate that they're going to be able to do some studies as it relates to true economic impact of the improvement of the policies, the tax policies thereof. So I want to commend them for being able to take on that position, but I do want to say to successive administrations that this is a long time coming. The agitation that you will see from the foundation going forward, and in a real way, not just here behind the microphone, but we're going to take significant steps to be able to really approach this from a social standpoint and talk about these things. The agitation that we must have needs to be able to reach the people. We're going to be agitating and advocating for these particular things. Yeah, this reactive posture that our government has had and continue to be able to have, we need you to understand that you got to put Bahamians first. This can't be casual. It can't be a casual posture that you're taking with the Bahamian people. Man, talk to me. This can't be a casual thing that you're taking. It can't be good for political speeches about what needs to happen or what you have done or what this party hasn't done. You got to focus on us, man. You got to. You got to. As a political organization, you've taken on this kind of position. I don't know who money you've taken. And I'm talking to FNM and PLPs. I don't know who money you've taken. That after you would have fed us this good thing, you lull us to sleep with this kind of a lullaby in your hand fan, and you continue to be able to say what this one hasn't done and what you can do, give us soft kisses on our cheeks and put us to sleep. When we wake up, nothing you say you're doing. Wake up is the day after election. Nothing you say you're doing. You're looking at an international posture and position that you could be able to leverage your power and your voice to be viewed in an international space. You're looking at, from a standpoint, how do you repay those persons who've taken care of your political organization? I'm talking to the FNM, who've taken care of your political organization. How do you strategically put them in places and positions that they're satisfied, that their money has not gone to nothing, that there is true value for money? Yeah. I'm talking to both of you. You have to focus on the Bahamas. Now, I must tell you, I like what Michael Pintard has said. And but that's only the beginning of words. I like what he said about this concept and idea of fair play. But that hasn't happened through your course in politics. The entire time that you were serving in these particular capacities, you couldn't agitate to be able to reform that through any leadership that existed before. Hubert Ingraham, Hubert Minnis, and no one has taken on these concepts to put Bahamians first. In fact, Minnis would have gone so far and allowed to slip out of his mouth, "The next time, it's for the poor. Y'all don't take care of us, man. And we take care of you every day. With our taxes, with our commitment, with our genuflection, with our respect to your seat and authority. We take care of you. We respect you. We respect the authority that exists in these." I'm not talking about the criminals. I'm not talking about the no-good fellas. I'm talking about the decency that exists in our society that acknowledges the position that you have. And the first thing that you do is figure out how to perpetuate the exact same thing. Man, somebody got to come in here and empower Bahamian people with land. Young people who got ideas, who have been to the school that we haven't been to the Broad Academy, but by God, we've been to the University of YouTube. You can't tell us nothing, just like Kanye. You can't tell us nothing. We didn't study these things up and down, left and right. Many of us who have taken these particular courses, I talked to my girl just to be able to do something. I just called her. I said, "What's up, girl?" She said, "Right here, Howard." I said, "Girl, I didn't hear from you in a little while. I need you to help me do something." "Well, Howard, I'm in China right now." "What you doing in China?" "I'm doing a course on this, boom, boom, boom." "What? When you coming home?" "I'm coming home in a couple of days." There are young people out here not only ingesting information, not only being able to immerse themselves in these particular positions, but simultaneously finding themselves equipped and prepared. You can't tell the students at the University of YouTube nothing. They're ready for entrepreneurialism. They've expanded into TikTok. They've expanded into these other spaces that indicates to us there are opportunities that exist for you. Nothing, you do nothing for us. You come here and tell me more and more about this sort of an idea associated with enriching one man or one entity out of the United States of America, out of Europe, to come here to be able to land grab our land up, gentrify the particular concept, put a big wall around that, and then do all-inclusive in this particular space, and then they tell you about the Bahamas experience, but they never touch none of us. And you perpetuate the exact same thing to come back to the Bahamian people and say, "We are giving you 100 jobs for Bahamian people, and this should satisfy you." For man, does anybody want your 100 jobs, sir? We want partnership. I want money to be making for me when I sleep in. That's what I want. If I got to make up, I got to wake up every day to make money, Jesus, there's something wrong with that. I got to figure out how, when I sleep in, money could be making for me. Our government ain't doing nothing for that. Well, we have 150 jobs available to you. Hey, listen, sir, keep your little 150 jobs, eh? Your little $260 a week jobs, eh? We don't want that. You bring these people in here who never had nothing. Many of them, they come from nothing. If they had something, they would invest it in their own space. They see you as a poor Negro. And you'll always go with your desperation at the forefront of negotiation. I tell you that. Y'all stop this, man. He's sick and tired of this. Do something for me. Do something for the Bahamian people. Give us 100 acres of crown land. Slice it up in these particular things. Identify a grouping. Once you identify a grouping over these things, the government will provide you X amount of funding to go in a private-private partnership to create the heads and the beds that you want. Identify these things. Create three models. One, two, three models as it relates to housing and how you want these buildings to be structured for this particular. You could have an entire village. We could call it this we things. You don't have to have that in the Bahamas. You could do that. I mean, you don't have to have that in Nassau. You could do that in Andres. It's a 15-minute flight. Do you know how much people you hired? Do you know how much people you cost to go to school, to flight school, just to be able to get that 15-minute flight safely from Nassau to Andres to enjoy this we things village? You're only thinking, man. You're sitting here perpetuating the exact same thing and getting in problems for it every time. Both administrations. You're getting problems with it with Shark Rock. You're getting problems with it with Oban. You're getting problems with it. Now, I've seen the pictures with RCI being able to open up their thing on the east side of Grand Bahama. You're getting in problems. You still haven't empowered the Bahamian people. You're giving these particular entities to come into our country and create a Bahamas unto themselves. We ain't making no money from that. You could come in my house you don't let your children do that. They don't have their own house in their room upstairs. You bust that door down. No doors lock in this house. But no, you let the tourists come in. You let these quote-unquote investors come in. You let these gentrifiers come in and take the culture from us and sell it as their own. The devil is a liar. Let me take this call. Caller, go ahead.
How you doing, Howard?
I good, man. What's happening?
Yeah. If you see this as a plantation, it's easy to understand what's going on, you know.
Yeah, I can believe you.
Anyway, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Anyone being fired or the Prime Minister's office yet?
No, and I don't think nobody can be fired.
No. Somebody need to get fired. Just to set an example.
This government scared to fire people, man. We already didn't see that. They probably give them a Rose Bowl vacation.
Thousands of acres of seabed being leased and the Prime Minister don't know nothing. And the Prime Minister knows nothing. I hope this is one of the people. I hope this is not one of those persons, you know, that have been like rehired, you know.
I like how you're trying to be decent with me and tell me what you hope. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I like how you're trying to be decent with me and tell me what you hope, but we have already heard the affiliation, the proximity, and who, whatever speculation of this particular person or entity could be. I don't know why we just pretend. I mean, for the purposes of decency that exist in this particular space, yeah, on the traditional radio, and people know your voice. Yeah, let's play fool. Let's play stupid like we don't know. We know. You know, we got the same people doing the same things to us, man. I'm tired of this. How much time y'all can keep beating us? And we call it a good time. How much time we can go through the exact same thing with you from one organization to we flip-flopping, torn between two decisions. And none of these decisions help the Bahamian people. I do not care what the government says about anything. If you don't look at a global perspective and understand that you need to be able to bolster the middle class and afford opportunities, and if you can't do that with industry, then you have to allow creativity to reign. If you don't do that by being able to fuel it with capital, then you're going to find the country falling into a space where we're non-productive, stagnant, and continuing to be able to go through the cycle of one political party to another because we are desperate for a real answer. We're desperate for an answer. Our desperation is leading us away from even good men that serve us in various constituencies. But a lot of your greed in politics don't see that. The good men in your organization, the good men and women in your organization that could be able to retain authority, integrity in your organization, that works in the constituency, that can hold up and hold up well the banner of your political organization, FNM and PLP, is falling to the wayside. As a result of the bad apples that have consumed, even the perception thereof. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that. Let me take one more telephone call and go to a break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing? Sialan Johnson.
What's up, Sialan?
Hopefully I can hold for your break.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hold on for the break then. Let me take a break. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break and I'll be right back after this.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. Thank you.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want. Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and face too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Pinda has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinda Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior other inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war.
It's a major war, ladies and gentlemen. This ain't no game, man. As we climb and creep towards the next general election, it's in time for us to be able to open up our eyes. And I'm not going to stop you from being able to call and have a conversation about your political organization, but you too are going to. This is not about the FNM or the PLP. If change were to come through those organizations, it has to be a genuine change for the growth and development of the Bahamas. Perpetuate your party, not to pay your cronies, not to take care of the people who greased you and lined your pocket and so forth and so on. We ain't into that. I tell you, there's got to be a vision bigger than the FNM. It got to be a vision bigger than the PLP. Get party. It got to be so big that you are afraid to find reinforcements so behind you because of the enormity of this thing. You're not looking for people to vote for you. You're looking for partners. You're looking for people to support you in this particular position. You got to be bigger than you got to think bigger and don't be afraid. You got to make the Bahamas a paradise again. You got to make it better. You got to be able to cast a vision that's bigger than you. Bigger than the vision that your forefathers from the political organizations, those old men, those juggernauts in your party. You got to be bigger than that. You got to be so big that they are afraid. Boy, this can't work. You tell how this can work? Yeah, let's try it. What the hell could go wrong? The roof already falling. We might as well try. We hit rock bottom as a nation. All we're doing is maintaining and teetering right at the edge. There's no growth. No matter how we look at the stats of this nation, whether it's the GDP, whether it's the deficit, whether or not we're paying our bills, whether or not we're borrowing $300 million, whether or not we're borrowing $150 million, no matter how we look at the superficial stats that exist on the surface, we're not looking at the intangibles. We're not looking at the brokenness that exists in the Bahamian society. where not vision and dreams are being diminished on a day-to-day basis, that children don't care no more. They don't care no more. Your children do not care. They don't even care to envision themselves in a particular space in this society because they've already realized, just through observation, that prostitution is what has happened in this country, eh? Drugs and prostitution. Yeah, we don't need no education for drugs and prostitution. If I want something, all I got to do is set myself on a particular... And this goes for more boys and girls. Amen? Well, I can't get no amen. You lying to me. Neck plunge all the way down her bus. Which maybe not. What kind of job are you looking for today? Is it too much? What are we talking about in this? You got to give me a vision bigger than me. Bigger than me. I like the fair play concept. But we need more than fair play. We need a vision that all of us could reach out and grab and say, I want to be a partner with this organization to make this thing happen. I ain't see it yet. I don't care what you tell me, but no COI, no FBI, no CID, no QRST or LGBTQ, FNMP. I don't care what acronyms and letters you give me. No one gave me a bigger than them. That's bigger than community. That has to do with a vision for nation. No one. And I'm waiting on it. Let me go to C. Allen. C. Allen, go ahead.
How are you doing, Howard?
Everything good.
Howard, I think one of the things that, let me just touch on this mooring thing, right? It talks to protecting the sovereignty of our assets. And this is something I've been advocating for almost 15 plus years, is the establishment of a real sovereign wealth fund. And just let me just break this down into the four parts, or the three parts at least. First of all, we must understand what a sovereign wealth fund is. A sovereign wealth fund protects the known and the unknown, the seen and the unseen, the tangible and the intangible. And we have about 125 analysis, but if you ask those who profess to be advocates for the natural resources, they'll give you the same three or four that myself and others introduced from 15 years ago. So it is just a topical type of discussion as opposed to an in-depth one to understand what it is to protect. There's one particular natural resource that National Geographic says it is impossible to put a monetary value on it that's located right in Bahamas. And so
what's that? The sea moss? I mean the sea moss.
You can put values on those because those are measurable. But when you have a particular resource, let me just use which is a piece of it that you may understand. There's some crystal caves, right, that runs between Grand Bahama, Abaco, and then probably in many of the other islands. And when you combine with crystal caves connecting to the blue holes, you have the evidence from the beginning of time. The stromatolites that's in Exuma is the first known living creature on Earth. In the same Exuma where we know one creature on Earth that's still alive in the Exumas. And it's so much more, you know, that we have. But those caves, and because of the historical value and even now the skeletons they have of creatures that has long been extinct and the history of time inside of it. Because what most people don't understand is the Bahamas was once sat on the top of a mountain and now we are And all these deposits that built up to get to that mountain and now the disappearance and now it's underwater. It's an elaborate conversation when we do talk about natural resources. But to protect those natural resources, we need, like for the Exuma Keys, it is now controlled supposedly by the BNT. But what we need to do is assign that to a sovereign wealth trust, which is much more stricter than a sovereign wealth. Admittedly, all assets in the Bahamas, even under the Sovereign Wealth Trust, would come back under, this is why you have the word Bahamas National Trust, because it has more defined rules. And so each of those things in the Sovereign Wealth Trust will then be owned and held in a sovereign, including the land that we often talk about. Those Sovereign Wealth Funds will be given to a sovereign asset management, not given ownership of, but the management of by a sovereign asset management company. And if those are to have economic exploitation capabilities, they will be exploited for the benefit of all behemoths now and.
Yeah, I just gonna say, you bring it home for me to real time and
right.
tangibility.
Bring it up there.
Bring it home to talk about real time tangibility in this time that we're in now.
Just use the anchorage. The anchorage is not just needing exomas. We saw millions of dollars worth of damage during COVID, the ships that was anchored here because they're supposed to be registered here. The anchorage removes that anchor dragging on the ground. Mm-hmm. But that right there, estimate, could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year when you look at what we have if it's reasonable at High Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Why would you give that exclusivity? Let's say it's only $100 million a year. Mm-hmm. Why would you give that exclusivity for 3% or whatever per year to any one person when you could surrender that to a sovereign wealth trust or fund to be managed by somebody where they get 3% for managing it, right? And the use of technology for all the boats coming in and out, anchoring and everything else, it's a collection process. It's just that requires a 21st century type of leadership, which just let me move to the second part. Because this is what I think I heard you made emphasis over for the last few days concerning, last 2 weeks, concerning a vision for a bigger Bahamas. Let me say, Howard, you will understand that Grand Bahama, the most ignored place on earth, when I say the prepared place in the world, Grand Bahama, if treated as a country, would be number two. So we're being ignored. But the next iteration of innovation that can transform the world can and most likely will happen from Grand Bahama. The key is, are we involved? And this is what then brings us to another point, the most powerful point, and I think this should be the number one thing on any political platform, immigration. And the reason that has to be because it's one about protecting sovereignty, because and I don't want to go into the details of what the duplicitous aspect of what Mr. Mitchell, they're saying we don't have enough, and then one time we're hiring enough, and another time. So it's a bunch of different statements. But when it comes to the fact that we need to develop a 21st century country, we cannot do it with the current intelligence that we have within the Bahamas. So just like Singapore that we like to admire in their beginning, we have to bring them in. When we bring them in, let's use Grand Bahama as an example. Singapore is only 30 square miles larger than Freeport. I didn't say Grand Bahama, 30 square miles larger than Freeport. You see the millions of people. So if we are to become a digital frontier like they are, you're talking about just meeting them in its current state of half a million people. So we have to have a regime to protect that sovereignty.
Do you see that regime even from the haze of the tribulation that we're going through emerging in our country to say they understand the direction that we should take right now? Just one word, and you got to let me go. I got my lines liver.
Do you
see the regime emerging from the haze of the tribulation that we're going through?
Let me say this, Howard, because I am selfish. I love me. And I, beyond God, I can't think, okay? So this is what I'm looking at. For 20 years of advocating, knowing a futuristic person, being at the beginning from my computers and...
We ain't talking about you as an individual.
No, I want to...
I say regime. Do you see...
Regime, that's what I'm saying. I'm answering your question. Because
go ahead.
It begins with me, right? Because I can't for the perish. I look for conversations for potential, and I would invite intelligent argument. I am seeking for what is possible today for me first and then everyone else. But
so you know
exist.
What you envision, but you don't see it. That's what you're telling me.
No, I do see it. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
But I'm saying to you, it's for me, but I can't exist in isolation without the rest of us. And I'm saying to you, if it was possible today with this regime, it would be done.
Seattle.
And I say to you that I with Michael Pintard, because of a conversation of taking the time to understand what has to be done.
I see what you did
there. Him explaining it to me,
okay,
of how it can be done, meaning that you understand it, not just simply taking things out and repeating it back to me.
Okay, okay.
And
thank
I'm
you,
willing
my brother.
To bet everything on it.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. You play me, though. You play me like I fool. You said, I actually, if you see the regime emerging from the tribulation, the haze, the fog of trials and tribulation that this country has gone through and has been in for a long time, the crime, the immigration that you actually put to the forefront. And actually, if you see a regime emerging, I didn't ask you of individual conversations that you're being able to have. Now, you really didn't tell me through this call to identify these things from your standpoint, what's necessary by being able to make observations from an external standpoint and being able to draw reference to what's happening in Singapore. I'm asking you whether or not you've connected with like-minded persons. You say Michael Pintard. I'm going to fight you because I knew that was coming. But I don't need you to call the radio. And I'm not going to stop telling you this. I don't need you to call the radio and say this to me. I listen into Perry Christie. I listen into Philip Bray Davis all the time. And it doesn't matter the intelligentsia that exists in their proximity. If they can't absorb, apply, and regurgitate this information with passion, with determination, and with insight, then all this is real. And we need real people in real spaces. That's it. You know the other thing with the Mexican fit? That's it, my brother. That's it. You know what the games to play with this? I don't want to pander to any political organization. I want to put heat on them for them to understand to your blueprint, to your manifesto, to your concepts, and fortify that with reality. Fortify those things with the reality of deprivation and tribulation that we suffer and we endure. Nobody care about what you're saying. Don't tell me another word about no anchor project. In Jesus' name, amen. I am sick of it. Give me an opportunity to build 15 rooms. I could do this. Give me an opportunity. Just give me an opportunity. Just tell me, well, we'll do this and we'll do that. Or create a provision for me. Help me. Help me. You helping everybody else. You telling people about your relationship with Haiti that gone back, swing back a century. You helping everybody. You want help to find out a Haitian problem, to lead with Haiti finding a solution to their particular problems, but you want it to be a Haitian-led solution, but you're using our resources, you're using our time that you should be focusing on what's happening in the country, but you keep trying to focus from an external standpoint. We're talking about climate change, and whilst these particular things are real and tangible, and we should be worried about that, there should only be a division focused on these particular things. You got to worry about the job that pays you, man. Us. And in no hatred, no malice towards any political organization. All I'm saying to you is drop the act, man. Drop the act. Take care of the Bahamian people. We need money to survive. We need money. You can't tell me you had and boast about and cut cake and eat caviar and drink champagne about the idea that you've had so much people come into the country and we ain't feeling this money. How you can try to figure out how to get money out of the people's pocket and you keep them confined in a space where all-inclusive is with them. You don't want that! You got these people calling RPs and rice and peas. What you doing? They don't know nothing about the Bahamas when they leave here. If they had to get quiz about the Bahamas, when they stand before Peter at the gates, they going to hell. They don't know nothing about the Bahamas. I can let them know about the Bahamas. You got external entities created to be able to enjoy merely the water and seeing the black faces, robotic at best. And you're not empowering us. You've rejected this concept of behemianization. My God, what's the worst that could happen if you imply that? What is the worst that could possibly happen if you apply the concept of behemianization? What is the worst that could happen? You know what's the worst that could happen? That people would wake up and start to be able to identify the quality of our leadership from approach. You're scared of that. You're scared. Take a chance. Take a chance, baby. Take a chance on us. Bet on the Bahamian people. And I guarantee you, we will blow your mind. Stop sitting down here and telling me about another project after another one. Let's take this break and get right back after this.
National morality, but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. No.
now everywhere is war.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your master.
Into the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinci.com, where printing is an art.
What if I told you Wendy's has a new burger? With a flavor so secret, it's almost too delicious to handle. Well, now it's time to unlock that flavor. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger. We can't tell you everything, but we can tell you that it's packed with flavor, including our secret barbecue sauce. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger today. Available for a limited time.
Hi there! Are you overweight, have pre-diabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473-328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, Tico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, Jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are lit up, so I say let me come right on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Next call. Call on the line, go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Okay. The problem we have in Bahamas is the Bahamian black people don't invest their money. If it wasn't for the PRP that would bring those foreigners to invest those. We're going to have no choice.
Yeah, but stop that. Stop that. We got skills to pay the bills. Don't tell me nothing about what these people do and what we wouldn't have. Stop that. We are no longer in 1942. Even then, we had Bahamians investing in our economy and doing well. You can't show me a point in time when Bahamians didn't believe in themselves and invested. The silver slipper and the cat in the fiddle is a prime example of the capability that a man could do, that an entity could do, that a group could do outside of any government and do well. This still exists in the Bahamian society. This still exists here.
Okay, give me one business Bahamians own, and like a sandal of Jamaica. Bahamians have money. They don't invest the country.
But you know, the same number of shops from here are also in Jamaica, also in Turks and Caicos, also in Haiti. So you trying to tell me, even though you don't see it as a hotel, that Bahamians are not invested in expanding themselves beyond the borders of the country? They are. So that's the same mindset that exists. It
all
may
they
not
want is a big bank account. They don't invest the country. The farm yard, all kind of car lines. They want better results. They want nothing.
I disagree with you, and I got to let you go. You can't keep speaking. People didn't hear no foolishness. We're tired of that. We didn't hear people say that. That's why politicians just treat us like slop and hog slop. That's why. Because of words like this. Because you don't think nothing of yourself. We're sick and tired of that. The devil is a liar. I come against you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bahamians don't want to invest. You think we're stupid, eh? The world over, we doing business with the world over. That people, I just tell you, the woman all the way in China learning. You think she learning to come here to make $260? Huh? Information, we only got 70 years. You think we're stuffing information in our head and grabbing all we can so we could die broke? You think we're looking for relationships to forge and be able to expand ourselves so we could die broke? The devil is a liar. The word of God says that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And house and land are the inheritance thereof. You got to leave your children with house and land and money. That's what you got to leave your children with. You think we busting our behind to die and leave our children in debt? The devil is a liar. I just told you, if the cat and the fiddle could do it, you tell me, what about sandals? What about sandals? Do you know how these people get their things? Do you know what to go into deep stories about these things and even the speculations and allegations of how people acquired certain things? Do we got to get into that? No, we ain't got to get into that. You ain't got to get into that. But we could talk with transparency and say to you that that same entrepreneurial spirit existed in Sabas. Oh, man. And then you can say, well, he started a number record and he started these things. Listen to Sabas' story. He was a hustler. And he found himself in a certain position where he expanded, invested, expanded, invested, expanded. You listen to these men's story. Listen to Craig Flower's story. He gone over, fly for Gaddafi, do all these things, live in a different space, came back home, invested, expanded. So the spirit and the mindset still exist here. And more could exist. Hey, Tutman. If only the government would recognize that we are slaves. Maybe they do. Maybe this is where the neocolonialism come in. Maybe they like to keep us in this kind of subjected to this thing. That's why we can't trust y'all. That y'all are Negroes, look just like us, and working against us. We dapping you up and squeezing your back and so forth and so on, they in your fraternity, and still working against you. I mean, what y'all good for? You supposed to be working for me. I vote for you. And that's all you needed from me, a vote. Now, shut up. No, man, you need a partner in our community. You need a partner. That's what political organizations should be looking for. And if ain't nobody looking for partnership, you shouldn't be voting for them. You need a partner and a vision that's bigger than you. A bigger vision for a better Bahamas. I just write that down. Bigger vision for a better Bahamas. And bet on the Bahamas. That's a good slogan. Bet on the Bahamas. You can need that. These fellas joking. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Awesome. This is Lincoln Bain.
Hey, what's up, Lincoln?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Your
right
girl Cara called me yesterday. I forgot to call her back. I'll give her a call.
Awesome. Well, I sent you a personal invitation to our Vision 2030 launch because I see you crying out for vision, and I agree with every word you're saying today. You are preaching. That is the gospel that needs to be preached today, mm-hmm. Every word you said. And so we are releasing the first vision for this country released by a political party, mm-hmm. And we think it's important that we not have manifestos in this day looking at 5 years, but that your 5 years could affect another 100 years. And that's mm-hmm. what we're going to present to this country. Mm-hmm. We've been putting forward vision. I don't understand how people say that they don't see vision coming out. But we're going to put it out officially, allow people to contribute to it also, and then put out a
It's supposed to be Saturday, right? Where are you doing on Saturday?
This is a Saturday at the Fusion Superplex, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Fusion Superplex. So we invite everyone to come out. There's a lot of space, and you can come out and you can hear what is going on. You can hear from a lot of our people, our candidates, and other persons, professionals in industry like education, et cetera. And so you're going to hear a real vision for this country. I'm not interested in giving you a fish. I'm not even interested in teaching you how to fish. I'm interested in teaching you how to own the boat. Mm. It's time for Bahamians to stop being slaves. It's time for us to own this economy. Mm-hmm. And the people who are blocking us from that have been the people who are running this country into the ground for the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. And we need a change. So Bahamianization was great, and it was about getting Bahamians jobs and some education. But now it has to be about ownership and owning this nation. And we're going to show people exactly how this can be done. And I'm not talking about the little bullet points that political parties put out there when they're about to go in there and say how they're doing. We are going to release documents. Our education plan alone is about 40 pages. You know, our transportation plan is about 40 pages alone.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I will see it. I was looking forward to it. Why don't you say, well, I guess you'll send it to everybody on Saturday.
Yes, it'll go out to everyone on Saturday. Okay. And they'll be able to see it, and it's interactive. It's like a book you turn, is online, but you'll be able to
come. I can read it, and come sit with me next week. Let's talk about it.
Definitely.
I can call you.
Let me know when, and I'll be there.
All right, my brother. Good talking with
you. Thank you, man.
All right, let me take this last call before we get out of here. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I need 30 seconds. I didn't change minutes for $20 million. But anyway, let me make it fast.
Now you got 15 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Exactly. Let me make it fast. You see, Alan said it all, right, in terms of not the pent out part of it. That's the part that I don't know. But the main thing that the government of the Bahamas and the most richest man in the world ain't telling the Bahamian people why they get run from where they was because the picture in the papers. You see, to bring that rocket down, to bring that down safe and sound where it's supposed to go, you need all kind of satellites and aeronautical controls and all them kind of things and some kind of in navigation. You can't see it's like 52 and see all them is and all that right on the ground, and now the whales come beaching themselves and dying.
Mm.
See, that's the real GNN on the ground thing, why he moved out there, and it was so secretive. Now the animals that use sonar are going to be affected. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. That's all the calls we can take for today, guys. That's the show. I want to thank you, man. We are going to cry out for righteous foundation. That's what we're crying out for. A righteous realignment in this country. We got to get back to the faith. We got to get back to the foundation. We got to get back to the basics. And we got to get back to the people. It's time for us to bet on Bahamians. Bet on the Bahamas. We need a bigger vision for a better Bahamas. We at war, ladies and gentlemen. And this ain't no time to party cake with nobody. Play with your ma. Not in a bad way. It's time for us to get back what is ours. We can see you tomorrow, God's Spirit, right here on The Foundation.
Then the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war.